veterans and parents of first grade, thank you for being here. We'd like you all to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance led by Sean Toro, our eighth grade Boy Scout.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing while the Lady Malnick shows us the national anthem. Veterans, if you will stand up when we play your musical anthem.
Thank you.
fourth through eighth graders were issued an optional challenge to write an essay of what a veteran means to them. And our essay contest winner, I am proud to announce, was Kennedy Higgins. Kennedy will be sharing her essay with us.
The word veteran is not just a definition of a person who has served in the military. To myself, the word veteran has a special meaning because my mother is a United States Army veteran who has served in the Iraq War. When I think about the meaning of the word veteran, I think about strength, determination, bravery, selfless, discipline, honor, and integrity. There are so many more words that come to mind because serving our country is one of the most honorable achievements that one can do. It takes a special kind of person to be able to do so many before and have done without hesitation. I am so thankful for my mother's and her service to our country and all of the others who have done the same and given the ultimate sacrifice that we can live freely in this great country today. 3 million veterans have served in the support of the war of terrorism, with only about 9% being women. I talk to my mother often about what it was like to serve in the military. She tells me stories about being overseas and what living conditions in wartime was like. It's so hard to imagine some of the things that she talks about. I try and understand how she accomplished what she did and what exactly gave her the determination and strength to even join the military. After a freshman year at UTC, my mother decided that she no longer wanted to pursue a career in fashion merchandising, and she was still very unsure if she wanted to even attend college at all. Feeling like she needed to pursue something, but unsure what she decided to join, the Army Reserves. Being the first in her family to join this service, her family did not want her to join, and many told her she couldn't have it. If you know my mom, that just pushed her harder to do even more. Little did she know, a week prior to leaving for the basic training, we would fall under attack on the day of September 11th, 2001. Scared to death and unsure of what her future would hold, she would be deployed to Iraq less than 2 years later. Although this was not where she wanted to be, it was her duty and what she had signed up to do. She has mostly good stories that she talks about. Although I understand that some of them are probably bad, maybe she will tell them one day when I'm older. I've asked her many times if she regrets signing the dotted line. She always tells me no. The experience made her who she is today. She knows she can accomplish anything that life throws at her because of her service. My mom is now a registered nurse and told me it was her experience in Iraq that inspired her to become a nurse. Someday she talks about the many places she has been and the wonderful people she has met on her journey that she even still has contact with today. She always tells me that you can do anything since your mom did, and she is definitely proof of that. On Veterans Day like today, I sometimes will hear people thanking her for her service. I have always heard her say thank you, but that they didn't have to thank her. She is one of the lucky ones that came home safe. She is able to go about her life and start a family and have my brother and I go to school and live a truly blessed life. There are so many others that gave their ultimate sacrifice along with their families and loved ones that came home injured and terrible disabilities mentally and physically that have been so hard to overcome. On Veterans Day, we think about all these things and we celebrate our veterans, but I would really ask all of you to think about what the word veteran means to you. I know what it means to myself and my family, and we are so very thankful for our veteran and the ones like her that have served and continue to serve this great country that we live in today. Happy Veterans Day, Mom, and to all the other veterans out there. God bless America, you all.
Our first and second graders have prepared something very special for us. They will be signing God Bless America. First and second grade, if you can find your way. Kaysen, go ahead and lead us. Our teachers. He
1981, served as a sergeant in the Marine Corps Reserves. He joined Reserves in 2000, served 6 years in an infantry unit, was deployed to Fallujah, Iraq in 2004, and since then he has taught for 10 years for Cannon County Schools. He currently serves as the assistant principal at Woodbury Grammar School. Please welcome Mr. Stephen Smith.
When they asked me to speak, they didn't tell me I was going to have to follow Kennedy. First off, I just want to say thank you to my fellow veterans, and I just want you to know what an honor it is for me to be here in your presence, and I just want to thank you personally for your service. It is truly an honor and a privilege for me to be able to speak to you today. I want to thank Ms. Leach for inviting me and putting this program together. I want to thank Ms. Foster for allowing me to come. I want to thank all of you teachers for giving up your instructional time. And I want to say thank you to the students for giving up your time as well, because I know how much you hate getting out of class. So what is Veterans Day? If you had asked me when I was your age in elementary school, I'm not sure I could have told you. I knew it had something to do with the military, but it wasn't one of my favorite holidays because I knew we still had to go to school. So perhaps some of you are like me and you don't fully understand or appreciate the importance of this day. Well, Veterans Day is a day set aside to give thanks to the men and women of the military, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. These men and women made the decision to sign on the dotted line, say their oath of service, and begin serving their country wherever that may take them. Have you ever wondered why they do it? Why would someone be willing to leave their homes, leave their families, and put their lives in danger? I'm sure the answer would be a little different for everyone that has ever put on a uniform. But I think it could all be summed up in one word: gratitude. You see, these men and women are grateful for this country. They're grateful for the freedoms that we enjoy. And they're grateful for the men and women who have served before them and those who have given their lives. And because they're grateful, they simply wanted to give something back. 41 million men and women have served in the military since the birth of our country 246 years ago. And out of that 41 million, over 1 million have given their lives. They simply never made it home. That's a huge number, but it doesn't include all those who came home as a completely different person after suffering physical or mental injuries. That number doesn't include all the families who had to have someone show up at their door in a uniform to tell them that their loved ones would not be coming home. I say this today not to try to depress you, but I want you to understand the freedom we enjoy in this country is anything but free. The freedom that we enjoy costs so much for so many. Freedom is not something that we can take for granted. One of my favorite quotes is from former President Ronald Reagan. He said, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same." We can't have this mindset that just because we were born in a free country, it's always going to be that way. We must continue to have brave men and brave women step up to answer the call. We also have to understand that not everyone will wear a uniform. One thing I want to be clear about today is that you can still serve your country without joining the military. You can serve proudly by standing when you hear the national anthem and showing respect to those who have fought for this country. You can serve by placing your hand over your heart and saying the Pledge of Allegiance with pride. You can serve by honoring those who have served and never forgetting those who have paid the ultimate price, just as you are doing today. As I mentioned earlier, when I was your age, I didn't fully understand what Veterans Day was all about. But after my years of service, this day has come to have an all-new meaning. In 2004, my infantry unit got on a plane and flew to Fallujah, Iraq. But unfortunately, not all of us were on the plane ride home. Since the day that I returned, I look at things so much differently. When I hear the national anthem played, I no longer hear the words or the music. Instead, I think about men like Corporal Brad McCormick and how his baby girl never got to know her dad. And I think about Staff Sergeant Marcus Gozinski. I can't say the Pledge of Allegiance today without putting my hand over my heart and thinking about the flag that was handed to his 8-year-old son and how that little boy tried to be so brave like his dad and hold back the tears. This is what Veterans Day means to me now. Remembering my brothers and all those who gave everything for our country. I want to leave all of you today with two challenges. Number one, never forget the ones who have served and those who have paid the ultimate price. And number two, never stop fighting for the freedoms that you enjoy. Because the moment you do, I can promise you that someone will be there ready and waiting to take it away. Thank you.
Have a photographer from the Cannon Courier, Mr. Ethan Archibald. Do you want to get your picture now before? Okay, he would like to get a picture of all the veterans before you leave us. I do have a few people to thank. First of all, thank you, Stephen, for helping remind us what Veterans Day is all about and for reminding us that we can all do our part and we all should do our part. A special thanks to the Bay Club for providing the breakfast and drinks, refreshments this morning. So we thank Miss Amy and the Bay Club for that. Special thanks again to folks in second grade for the special musical performance and for their teachers and all the work that went into that practice. Thank you, Miss Lauren, wherever you are, for keeping us going. Our secretary, she did so much to support Coach Leach. Thank you to all the classroom teachers for the artwork that you coordinated with your students. Thank you, students, for the history lessons, the posters. Visitors, before you leave us, feel free to take a gallery walk and take a look at all the posters. They put a lot of time into that, and some of them are quite remarkable. I do want a special thanks to Coach Leach. Coach Leach coordinated a wonderful program. And most importantly, we thank our veterans. Thank you for coming today. I know some of you have students in the audience. If you are a student who has a family member represented, I'm going to ask you to come on down now and visit and greet your family member. And then we'll give them a second to come down.